Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
You know, Caitlin Clark is white.
Bro. Guys, move
it's
on.
Not breaking news, dude.
I think
dude.
It's really sexy.
Great little
shut
player.
Up. You guys shut up.
Hey, will you shut up?
Hey, shut up.
Shut up.
Why don't you take your butt out of here?
We apologize.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
It's time for The Club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
God dang, what do you think?
Ooh-wee.
All right. How's everybody?
Complete and utter embarrassing stupidity.
Where's that drop? Can you put that on my...
I sure can.
Yeah, I want that. I want access to that.
Where do you want that?
I don't know, man.
I'll find a spot.
Maybe by Trump.
Okay.
No, under expired, please.
Expired.
You know who that is?
Do you remember
who that is?
I don't.
It's
Ichiro, right?
Expired.
Ichiro.
Oh, that's right. That was the offer from the to the Hall of Fame writer.
What did he burglar?
Expired. Well, it's the end of an era, Jace.
What are we losing?
Sister Jean.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. She's not dead.
Has retired.
Yes.
At the age of 106.
Yes.
She should have retired 40 years ago?
Probably. I mean, 100. Imagine being 106 and being like, all right.
40 years ago, you should have retired.
Well, how much guidance are you offering at 106? Is that...
Well, she was the chaplain at Loyola
Chicago.
Chicago, something like that. She's finally stepping away.
Mm-hmm. I think she's earned it. 106.
I'd say so.
What do you think made her say, I've had enough?
No,
at 106.
They actually said she wasn't able to keep up with the physical demands of the job, i.e. being there regularly.
I.e. not dying.
So is she going to die soon?
Yeah,
she's 106. She has to.
Well,
what's on the schedule today? Don't die.
I wanted to live a good retired life. You know.
I mean, I don't know. Is that a good life? I mean, is there anyone living a good life at 106?
Well, I tell you.
Is there such a thing?
If there was, it was her.
Sister Jean?
She'd thrown out first pitches.
Well, they wheeled her out there.
Filling out brackets. She's a sportswoman.
You even aware of what's going on at 100? Have you ever met someone that's 100 plus?
I don't think so.
My great-grandma lived to 104.
104?
Had a big old party for 100.
Did you know her, though? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, she, well, because she, so she moved out from South Dakota when she was 96 or 97, so I got to know her for 4 or 5 years before the end.
It's insane. No one in my family is like, that I've known has lived that long, but one of my good buddies, I went to his grandmother's birthday. They had it at his parents' house here in the Couve, and I want to say she was like 90-something. She was old. And I showed up, and I was like, yeah, I'll show up to that. It's a nice little barbecue, summertime. They had a pool and everything. Dude, they just had... She was just in a wheelchair, kind of slumped over. I felt so bad. There was a couple times I was like, I wanted to ask, like, is she dead? Does she know what's... It's like, she aware of what's going on? It's like, ah, it's just grandma. It's like... Yeah, it's like she's drinking, like, Bud Light Limes around her. She's just, like, slumped over in the corner, and I just... And then my buddy asked, my buddy apparently earlier in the day had asked her like what she wants for her birthday. And she said to die. That's a true story.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, oh, my. And I goes, was she kidding? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, ah. It's like, do I wish her a happy birthday? Do I go over and be like, I hope you drop dead? Like, it was a.
Well, you could have made it a Skittles party.
I guess. Yeah. Start handing some stuff out.
See what happens.
90. At some point, right? You're just like, just take me. And I wonder if that's Sister Jean. She knows where she's going, right?
Oh, she knows.
Yeah. Wouldn't be that something she gets to the other side and then turns out, sorry. Sorry, Sister Jean. not going to cut it. You picked the you picked the wrong religion. We're sending you back.
You know how old the oldest person in the world is currently?
Maybe 110, right?
116.
116.
This old battle axe.
Good cool.
Yeah.
Yikes.
She's British.
116.
Yep.
I wonder now, because, like, we talked about this, like, Wilford Brimley in Cocoon was younger than you are now.
Her name's Ethel.
He's my age. You look how much better people look now as they age, and we have all the different science and drugs and all that. Are we going to, like, get to the time, like, in our lifetime where, like, you're 90 and you look great? Like, some 90-year-old's going to be out there, like...
Yeah, it's going to be Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, it's when Pete Carroll's, like, 88...
He'll look great.
He's going to be chomping gum out there, like, running around, like, ah!
I step in you.
Because it's like, especially you look at like celebrity types, dude, they look nothing like their age. Like, those sons of guns are turning back the clock left and right. If you got enough money and you can pay for, like, all the different drugs and, you know, you got... Dudes are on testosterone, women are on hormone replacement therapy, everyone's on these peptides, and you got all the, you know, plastic surgery, and you know, I think, or in the AI now, they're saying it's going to be within, you know, 10 years, these giant advancements in medicine and anti-aging. You have these people that are like, is there going to be like a hot 90-year-old?
You know, I mean...
Selma Hayek's going to be like 90, and you're like, oh, yeah, what's up?
They're certainly hot 60-year-olds
100%.
Now, and maybe even some in their 70s, yeah. Like, yeah. You know.
We're
heading that direction.
Are we living in the world of the great GILFs?
GILFs.
Yeah.
Or the GG.
That's what I'm saying, the great GILFs.
Oh, great, yeah.
Oh, there's already GILFs. We have plenty of GILFs.
GILFs.
Yeah.
GILFs.
The GILFs.
You know what I think would be cool about being that old?
Not giving a rip?
Well, yeah, that should go on the list, yes.
And that comes with it, right?
Because you can say and
do whatever you want.
No one cares. You're 106. Ethel, who is 116,
mm-hmm.
She was born in 1909.
Poof.
What I think would be cool about living that long would be...
Seeing the world? Like,
well, no, she has memories from probably, like, from the 19-teens. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So...
That was one of the really cool things that my great-grandmother did when she was 90. She was born in 1896. She passed in 1999. And so she nearly lived in three different centuries, but when she was like 90, she like put together a diary of memoirs. She remembers getting electricity, running water. Yeah. She remembers, you know, the trolley that ran through town and stuff. Yeah. Like all this crazy stuff, different presidents, different wars.
Think that's
like,
cool.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool to, now, not if you're just sitting there drooling, mm-hmm. but if you're able to disseminate some of that, yeah. what it was like, and like, yeah. I remember this, and I remember, and here's some context about. How you should feel about, you know, I mean, I think there's value in that.
Sure.
She was born in 1909, dude.
Think about what she saw from,
yes.
you know, and where
both world wars.
And where did she grow up?
She's from Britain.
Okay.
England.
I was going to say, imagine.
Shipton Bellinger.
Yeah, see, again, you saw both world wars, you know, I guess in the U.S., but like, if you were in the U.S., you would have seen both world wars, you would have seen the Korean War, Vietnam, all of that. The civil rights movement, you would have lived through that. I mean, imagine like the idea of air travel. Imagine being born then and then getting to see modern airports, getting to see the internet. Yeah, that's a, and you wonder like for us, if we live to be 90, what are we going to see? Cause I mean, right now we're kind of living, I mean, we've obviously seen the rise of technology, but with AI and everything, in 20 years or 30 years, if we're still kicking, are we going to see something that's going to be the equivalent of, oh my God, someone that was born in 1910 and saw something in the 90s, or are we seeing that same?
Well, I think, wouldn't it be the opposite? It would be like, wouldn't it be cool to, I guess I would say it this way, wouldn't it be cool to live, so you were born in what, 77?
Yeah, 78.
78. Wouldn't it be cool to live so far from now mm-hmm. that you are telling people what it's like to live in the 1980s?
Yeah.
Much like Buck's grandma, like yeah. She was born in the 1800s.
Yeah.
There are going to be, if you would, I don't know what year you have to live to, but you would blow some people's minds regaling them with stories of the 1980s. Because think about how we think of the 1880s.
Yes.
Or whatever. I mean, yeah. Maybe not that far.
Like
back,
someday you telling people about like cell phone technology taking over and like
yes.
how like we, the thing called landlines that we all used before that.
Dude, it's nuts.
Someone, this is interesting. This newspaper guy said his grandfather was born in 1888, and he said as a kid he knew guys that were in the Civil War.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
That's, yeah. See, something like that yeah. would be, you're like, come again? Like, imagine you're talking to old Gramps.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah,
what was it like?
my uncle Yeezy over there. Yeah, he was
Yeezy?
He was in the Civil War.
Boy, that's a strange name for
well, that's,
Uncle Yeezy. Uncle Yeezy?
Well, that's Kanye.
Which side did he fight for?
Yeah, it's Kanye.
Oh, so he was probably. Actually, I don't know what he would have been.
That would absolutely blow my mind.
Yeah. Well, it's like the time. It gives me goosebumps to think about. We had Buck O'Neill on the air. He was in. He played baseball with Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's wild.
And we got to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Like, Babe Ruth is just like
one of the great interviews ever in the history of this dumb
well, Babe Ruth is like a mythical, legendary yes. idea. Like to him, mythical, it was like a coworker.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, he was pretty good. It's like, whoa. It just brings it to life. I don't know. I just think that would be cool. I don't know that I would. I mean, I don't know. It depends. Like, this bitch here, Ethel, she got COVID at 110.
She was fine. She's like, yeah.
She's fine. She was driving until she was 97, they said.
Freaking nuts. Someone said if we live to 90, we'll see the collapse of our society.
Resourceful little bitch. Probably true.
Well, the guy that said his grandfather, who was born in Iowa, 1888, knew guys that were in the Civil War. He said, yeah, that guy also watched someone walk on the moon. So he knew people that fought in the Civil War and watched someone walk on the moon.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great... like, if you want to find, like, the polar ends of that... That's pretty good. Civil War and, oh yeah, moon landing. Okay.
That wasn't real, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to think, like, if you were to ask me...
I wonder if you knew that.
In my life, if I had to pick... I mean, because we're not that old. And so I'm sure we'll have these as we get better. But if you asked me, in my 47 years on the planet, the oldest and the most modern thing that I've witnessed... Trying to think of what the oldest thing that would be like, oh, that's weird.
Well, could you do something like payphones?
Yeah, payphones might be one.
Imagine the iPhone.
Like, imagine if we had like in the next 5 years, if we have neurochips, yeah. like the Musk thing, that might be one. We had payphones and calling cards, and now you have a neurochip.
And what about like? Just like email, like snail mail and newspapers, like those are going to be totally gone, and you're only going to have electronic communication. You're going to say, no, people used to print this stuff and like yeah. send it across the yeah. country to each other.
They would drop it at your door, and you'd have to go out and pick it up.
And if you wanted someone specific, you'd have to get their address, and then you'd have to mail it to them with a stamp that yeah. was worth money. And
it was usually little kids on bikes.
You know the one that jams up my kids?
So effing weird.
Is when I tell them about MapQuest. printing out
carry over to second page. You'd have to have both pages with you.
I can imagine that their brains go blue screen because they're like, wait, for everything you did, because now it's so easy for them to do it. No, everything you did, if you didn't know where it was,
printed out. I remember telling my kids that the first time that I drove from home to BYU was like one of my first big, you know, trips. It's like a 15-hour drive. And in my sweet, like, 89 Ford Thunderbird, I set a series of printed out directions. It was like, well, here we go. And they're like, what happens if you missed a turn? I'm like, you figured it out. You went and got a map. And they're like, well, how do I get back on this? I remember telling them that growing up, and they were flummoxed by that.
All right. Well, Sister Jean has retired. She'll probably won't be long before she dies.
No.
Is death the end of consciousness? Scientists are now suggesting that it is not.
Good. Thank God.
That next on The Fan. Yeah, you were talking about the printing out MapQuest directions.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, you young pups talking about having to print out directions. The maps that you had to keep in your glove box and then pulled out across the entire back seat to try to figure out where you're going?
Yeah.
That was the real struggle. And he's right about that. When we were kids, we took a lot of road trips.
Yeah.
Parents took us a lot of places because, well, you got to get out of Kansas. And my dad, and he still has it in his car.
Of course he does.
He has the big Rand McNally.
Yeah. The
big book atlas thing.
Yep. You'd go to AAA and they'd load you up with those for free.
Yeah, those things are, by the way, those things were great. I remember on road trips, I would sit in the back seat and kind of follow along and
flip through to see where
look
you're
through
at.
Where are we, and you know, and I have to think that there was some sort of value in that. I don't know whether it's
you're
my
not sure
like,
what it is, but
well, I don't know if it's I love geography, and so maybe that was part. I don't know.
Yeah,
but the old man still has that damn thing, and you would have to pull. There were the foldable ones, that, like you said, you
and
keep
you
in the glove box.
You could never refold them, by the way.
No. But you'd have the big book ones that had every state. Like you said, AAA would give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you could flip through, and they were huge.
Yep.
And that's where you'd have to figure out where the hell you were going.
Yeah.
And despite them being huge, the scale was, like, tiny. If you're looking for a certain street or, like, an exit off of like, one of the state routes or something that, like, you're going with, like, you're getting, like, a magnifying glass out trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. I always thought it was kind of badass because when we road trip, it'd be in Alaska. So, you know, I'd go up for the summer and visit my dad in Alaska, and he'd always take us fishing. And my dad always knew where we was going, and I thought it was pretty cool. Now, the key in Alaska, there's only like four roads that go anywhere, but I remember as a kid thinking that it was kind of badass that he knew how to drive, you know, there. And then I realized as I got older, dude, it's like one road. It's like you go that way. It's like it's not that hard to navigate your way. Yeah. Like if you're going like back in the bush, but, you know, like we were driving from like Anchorage to Sitka, I always thought it was badass that he, you know, that old bastard Suburban that you kind of rolled around in. Yeah, they'll just, and I know all those things. Life is so much easier and better now, and it's probably just because of our age. But I do romanticize like those. It was simpler. It was a simpler time. I think there was less stress, less anxiety. And I'm not saying life was better. I mean, life was so much better and easier now, and society, believe it or not, is getting better, and you know all that stuff. But I think everyone probably romanticizes the time when you were growing up.
Had my little Walkman on.
Yep.
Listen to my tapes.
I remember
reading the maps.
I remember going from tapes to CDs and the first iPods, and that might be one too that you look back on and you tell like a younger generation, you know, the idea of tapes. I used to sit in my stupid room and listen to like Z100 and wait for my favorite song to come on, and then would record it like on my awesome mixtape.
Well, then do you remember once we got CDs? Because I was kind of at the end of cassette tapes. I was doing books on tape as a kid and stuff like that. But CDs, everyone would get those like foam, like bookcase type things that you kept them in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like telling people now that like, you had to have all your music because like the idea of it not all being consolidated in files, like one tiny place is crazy.
Yep.
Right.
Someone had to use the tape deck adapter. Absolutely. We didn't have a CD player.
Yep.
I remember those well.
You had a tape that had a cord on it,
yep.
And you could put that in the tape deck and plug the cord into your stupid Discman.
My last car had that for an iPod. You could plug your iPod into the cassette thing that then went through the deal.
One of my all-time favorite memories is the first car, the dad that actually raised me, my stepfather that's passed away now. I've told the story. He never believed in spending money on cars. So our whole life, we had the world's crappiest used car. And he bought one once at a garage sale that wasn't even for sale. The guy had a brown Ford Tempo, and he was like, "You that?" And the guy's like, "No, that's not for sale." My dad's like, "Do you want it to be?" He would buy cars, like the cheapest pieces of crap. And the first new car we ever bought was a Chevy Cavalier, and my dad got it with no options. None. It didn't have one of the side mirrors. That was an option he wouldn't pay for, and it didn't have a radio. And my dad was like, "Why do I need a radio?" And he took a portable CD player, and he literally took Velcro strips, and he put it on top of the dashboard.
Hell yeah.
And then two of those portable speakers that you plugged in, and he shoved those into the corner, and he's like, stereo, done.
Dude's rule.
But if you took a corner at more than like 20 miles an hour, the Velcro didn't hold, and that speaker of the CD player went flying across the car.
I'm guessing it skipped a little bit,
just a touch,
time to time.
Jeez.
It was pre anti-skip technology.
And that, but like to my dad, that was like that's how he did it. And then he had a CD holder on the visor that held like 10 CDs.
I had that.
And it was all like Bette Midler, it's like greatest hits.
Hell yeah, dude.
We were driving down the road listening to Bette Midler sing Wings Beneath My Wing while it skipped. And my old man was in heaven because he saved $97 and not getting a radio put in our Chevy Cavalier.
Now that's bliss to old Bobby.
I know, but like if you told someone that now, imagine going to a car dealership and be like, I'm not putting a radio in there. They would be like, dude, get the hell out of here. Like, that's not even an option. But back then, they're like, you got it, sir. You got it, sir.
Death isn't the final off switch. Next, here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, I've been seeing some stories on popularmechanics.com.
You go there a lot, do you? Big mechanic?
Well, I don't know. Popular mechanics, when I was a kid, meant, like...
the future of technology?
Yeah.
Kind of, right? It was like advances mechanical things and stuff. I remember reading, going through that.
Yeah, but now it's kind of morphed into, like, I'm seeing all these stories about death and science and, like, the afterlife and stuff on there.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it has to expand to try to stay relevant. Makes sense.
So one of these stories is, and it's all behind a paywall, so I'm going to tread lightly here.
Sure.
But death isn't the final off switch. There's a mysterious third state between life and decay. Mm-hmm. After clinical death, some of your cells refuse to quit or even attempt to reconfigure into strange emergent forms.
Haven't we heard something like this, that after your brain is technically dead, or maybe it's after your heart stops or whatever, like your brain is still going.
Yeah. Well, like, that's what they're talking. So Their latest article is called A Twilight Consciousness may exist in dying patients. Could that mean death isn't final?
Or it could just be your body shutting down.
It says in the story, scientists detail a huge spike in gamma brainwaves, those linked with memory, awareness, and sensory experience after patients are declared clinically dead.
Yeah, that's the whole, like, your life flashes before your eyes sort of thing.
The discovery basically challenges everything we thought we knew about what it means to die. Scientists are starting to think there's something even stranger going on. Right as the body shuts down, the brain might be kicking into overdrive, firing off one last burst of consciousness in a final push to stay alive. Now scientists don't understand what that means. Does that mean that the brain is moving on to the next plane, as it were?
Now, I've known that this has long been something that's proved, and that's the... Again, when people die and then they come back, there's the idea that your body releases all these dopamine chemicals, and that would be the... When someone comes back and they say, well, I saw, you know, my grandfather, or I saw this, or I saw that, a lot of times they just chalk it up to, well, yeah, you had, like, a weird psychedelic experience. If we know that's been going on and we've known that for years, how do you make the jump from your brain fighting to stay alive to your brain going to some other plane? I don't understand why...
Yeah, I don't know.
That would lead to you to think that.
Well, I think it's just a theory. You know? I mean, you can't prove it.
No, you can't prove any of it.
But there was a guy, they talk about in this story, there was a man who woke up on the operating table before his right before his organs were harvested. Like,
His organs?
God.
Hot organ talk.
I've been drinking. Yeah. His organs were harvested. 95-year-old woman.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
My God, it was like, don't do it.
Yeah, what is that? Like, that's what they're asking. They're saying, well...
I'm not dead yet.
There was another person who rose from their coffin 6 days after being buried.
Come again?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't alive. Like, they were twitching or something. Like, there was still brain activity. Like, you weren't dead, and then you just woke up in a coffin and were like, I'm not dead yet.
This is why I'm treading lightly. These are all behind a paywall, but... So these are summaries. But they're just talking about the brain.
Yes.
You know, and they always say, like, and we've been through enough death experience that...
It's like when you do the pupils.
Towards the end.
It's like the eye fix.
But towards the end, in a couple of experiences that I've had, they say that they can hear you. Like, their brain is working. They just have no...
ability to...
They can't communicate with you, you know. But I've also, and I think we've talked about this before, I've had people that ended up dying and saying, hey, if I can speak to you from the other side, I will.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Jackass.
Nor have I.
So it's like,
I have people in my family that's claimed that they have, but, you know, I wonder how much that is, do you want to? You know, I mean, I have people that claim all kinds of weird stuff in my family that they've, and I'm like, well, I mean, so many people make those claims. Like, all the time. So are those, how much of that is want? How much of that is your fantasy? How much of that is real? I don't know.
So they're kind of pontificating that there may be a third state between life and death.
All right.
And what happens in that state and why?
Well, I don't really care if there's a third state. I would like to know if there's a fourth state, because if all I get is like 7 minutes of like my brain, like, rah, and then like I'm not even conscious to know what's going on there, I'd be more inclined to like what happens after that. I think the weird stuff they're talking about is, could you upload your consciousness? Like I've listened to like different podcasts with people that the idea of like AI, or again, like the Neuralink chips or whatever, is it possible to upload your consciousness into a computer, into a chip, and then after you die, your consciousness lives on, and then do you live on? You know, that's stuff, yeah. Like that is the stuff that I think is like, oh my God, that's
But if cells,
bizarre.
if they know that cells continue to function, mm-hmm. after you
Are
die.
You technically dead.
Yeah, like what does that mean? What does that
Only mostly dead.
Does that mean you remain alive longer than your body you know, like
Yeah. And how long does it remain? Like I said, are you only alive for like
right.
an extra 10 minutes? And is that the greatest 10 minutes of your life? And then you cease to exist? I mean, look, this is all stuff that, you know, people have been debating since the beginning of time, because no one wants to believe that when you're dead, you're dead. And then when you're gone, you're gone. I mean, it's the scariest thing in the world. And people will come up with anything they can to rationalize that there's something after this. And maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But that's the beauty part. It's you no one knows.
Well, I know,
I love when someone tells you that they know. I'm like, no, you don't. You think.
Yeah, no one knows. But I do think that the more you learn about cells and what they do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it does kind of point to this more...
Something else? I hope so.
It points to a more... like a different form of intelligence that maybe we're just not aware of.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's, like I say, another plane, or like there are people that believe this.
Absolutely. That you don't get resurrected. You're not in any sort of body, but your consciousness goes somewhere.
Right.
And, you know, that lives on. It's a whole spirit thing versus physical. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there's a deeper...
I hope so.
Biological intelligence that we have that you don't tap into until you're dead or in you're between the living and dead state. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I was raised in a religious family, and it never really was my cup of tea. But one of the reasons I kind of kicked it around for as many years as I did was that. I think the idea of, I mean, I think that's a lot of people. You hold on to whatever belief system you have because the alternative is kind of depressing. The alternative of, hey, when I'm gone... I'm gone. And
that's it.
And the world goes on forever.
None of this means anything.
And none of this means anything. And so I think you hold on to...
By the way, those are my beliefs.
Yeah. You know, and I think for a lot of people, they can't wrap their head around that. And so you hold on to something. And when someone tells you that you get to be with your family forever and you get to have your own little, you know, space up there and you get to have your kids and see mom and dad again and you get to visit your dog and all that, what a wonderful thing. And so that... I think for people, whether they, you know, whether they truly believe or they're just holding on to something, I mean, that is a much more attractive idea than there's just nothing. And then I think there's about 1,000 different things kind of in between those. And so going from a time when I was raised and was viewed that, and then as I got older, being like, eh, you know what, if this is it, I'm okay with it, but I'm not going to hold on to this simply because I want to believe in something. You know, I've had a weird... I've had a weird, I guess, arc when it comes to the belief or whatever. And now I've just settled in the position of, I don't know. And I know you don't know either. And I find it comical when someone like is so adamant that
Well, trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, I've heard that my whole life. And I hear it from people in my family and I don't get in arguments with anyone, but you don't know. You don't. And so I just don't tell me what you know. You can tell me what you believe. But you don't know, just like I don't know. And I've gotten okay with the idea of simply saying, I'm dumb, I don't know. I had a buddy of mine who went through AA, and, you know, they kind of do a higher power sort of thing. And his thing is, all I know is there's grass and there's flowers, and I can't make that, and I don't know anyone that can make that. So maybe there's something, because something made that, and I'm going to choose to believe in that, whatever that is.
Yeah, I've heard people just say, like, you go out in nature, like, you look at a coral reef or something like that, tell me there isn't something bigger behind, that all just happens by itself. Maybe that's by someone's design.
So, I do the, I hope. I just hope when I die, there's something cool waiting for me on the other side, and, you know, whatever that is, I'll just be happy that I wake up and be like, oh, this is cool, whatever it is.
I think that the study... of consciousness and the understanding of consciousness is the key. And we are making, you know, believe it or not, science is learning more and more about that.
Yes.
And that could, there's no way that that can't shape in the future, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in 100 years, but at some point, if we're still around, there's no way that that can't shape a lot of how we view life and death.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
So that, to me, is one of the coolest things that we study. Mm-hmm. And it, most important things.
And
that
it's
we
something
study.
In our life. We were talking about in our lifetime. That may be one of those things that we look back on as the greatest thing that's we've achieved in the course of our lifetime.
And then we're all hanging out on another plane watching the Cowboys lose.
Hey, how about them Cowboys?
AI will figure it out for us, and then we'll deprogram us as well.
Cool.
Do just upload my consciousness to something cool.
Yeah, you know? Right. You can have my body. Yeah, send me ugly more. Anyway.
Exactly.
Hairy.
Soup takes on an Optimus Prime trim transformer.
Yes. Give me something cool, you know. Yeah, what am I doing with this hairy sack? Let's move on.
Whoa. All right.
Get rid of my hairy shoulders while we're at it.
We will wrap it up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, as we wrap it up, the Tribe are about to take a one-game lead on the Tigers in the AL Central. And that is a wow.
Yeah.
Because, again, the Tigers were up 10 games on September 3rd. 10!
15 at one point, I believe.
15 and a half, the Guardians trailed in July. Yeah. And the Mets are losing 7-2.
8-2. Now that's a pass ball.
8-2. Just, you know, so the Reds, who were getting Paul Skeened, they have tied it.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. I saw it was 3-2.
It's 3-3 in the 10th.
Sons of...
And the Diamondbacks are just underway with the Dodgers.
I just saw that Skeens is like the first pitcher since 1913 to log 200 strikeouts and 200 innings and have a losing record.
What was his record?
Like, oh, no, excuse me. 200 strikeouts and a sub-2 ERA and a non-winning record.
Take a look here.
That's kind of shocking.
Yeah, usually when you...
He's 10-10.
There you go.
That's a.
And he did not win tonight.
That is a feeling. Is he going to win the Cy Young or is... I think Scooble's going to win it in the American League.
Who was
NL Cy Young?
Is he getting is Skeens getting it at 10-10? A Felix Hernandez?
He's been awesome. His ERA is 2.
Yeah. Will that be the worst record? Has anyone finished 500 and won a Cy Young?
I feel like Felix did 1 year, didn't he?
I was gonna say I know he won it, and I don't know if he was 500. He has the 1 Cy Young. But this could be the worst record for a Cy Young winner. 10-10. Quite the accomplishment, Pittsburgh.
Oh, Christopher Sanchez of the Phillies, maybe.
What's his what's he got?
He's awesome.
No, I'm saying what's his numbers?
They're awesome.
That's all you need to know. They're awesome.
His ERA is 2.57, and his record 13-5.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Be interested to see.
You will.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You're like, whatever.
Who cares about the National League? It's all about the AL,
some
baby.
People in the National League.
About half of baseball's fans.
Yeah.
I have always enjoyed arguing about AL versus NL with my NL friends.
Is that still
and
like...
it's inferiority. I think it's going away now because of the DH now is universal.
Yeah.
I think that kind of really
changed it.
Changed
things out.
But that debate, that was
that
a
was
raging
fun
debate.
For a while.
Oh, NL's real baseball.
Managers have to actually manage. Yeah. You ever had a double switch? No, because you're in the American League.
That is the only sport that I can think of that had such a radical shift between one to the other. Imagine like in the NFL if you played in the AFC and
No punting.
Yeah. You're just like, no, you can't
wait,
punt.
What? We just gotta go for it every time?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's how you're doing it, man.
Dude, that'd be great.
But those guys in the other league, yeah, no, they can punt.
And by the way, which league would you be more of a fan of? The one with no punts.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. No punting or no kicking at all. Here, line up for a field. The hell you are, man. No kickers. F you.
All right, we are not back tomorrow.
No, we are not.
Seahawks will be on. But we will be back Friday. Dan Lanning, Joey Harrington as well. Be here with us, won't you? 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Complete and utter embarrassing stupidity.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.